The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's the Daily Dish.
So, the Game of Thrones. The creator, George R.R. Martin, says his show could have gone on for another 5 seasons, but only if he hadn't feuded with his producers.
Oh, man.
The Sun paper quotes him as saying, "It can be traumatic because sometimes their creative vision and your creative vision don't match, and you'll get a famous creative difference thing going on, and that leads to a lot of conflict." So the final series has been not completely faithful. Otherwise, it would have, you know, run for another 5 seasons. Yeah, you totally get, you know, like some crazy things going on in the studio or the network weighing in, and they have some particular thing that has nothing to do with the story but relates to, well, this character has a very high Q rating, so let's give him a lot more stuff to do. So, yeah, it looks like they were just fighting with what they really wanted to do with the show, and they just kind of resolved it by being like, that's it, we're stopping it here.
Well, I know at some point when he was writing the books and then they were making the show, at some point they were like, well, we got to just keep going because you're not done with the books.
Yeah.
It's like, well, fine, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like I wrote these books, like, these whatever. Characters, whatever, you know. Chris Hemsworth is pretty upset with Miley Cyrus, wants her to stay away from his brother.
That's right.
So he apparently, according to Radar Online, they are the ones picking up the pieces and they'll happily do anything to protect Liam, including shutting Miley out of Liam's life.
I mean, I'd stay away from him. He's Thor.
The breakup song, the smear campaign implying he has addiction issues, her texting him at random. It's all infuriating for the Hemsworth family.
Mm-hmm.
They welcomed Miley with open arms, even though she was a little too wild and immature for their friendship group, and they feel betrayed by her behavior. Mm-hmm. They've conveyed that message to her in a strongly worded text. Miley was actually shocked that Chris and Elsa had struck her off and told her at no uncertain terms to stay away from their brother and let him heal.
Do you think a strongly worded text is equivalent to a strongly worded letter?
I mean,
because the letter seems like, whoa.
The letter really would have been a lot better because it was coming all the way from Australia. So, you know, it took some effort to get there.
That's true.
But I don't know. And we'll see how that all works out.
She better watch out or else he's going to be bringing the hammer down.
He doesn't have a hammer anymore. It's an axe now.
Oh, dang it. You're right. I haven't really kept up with the movies.
Or does he have both? I can't remember
anymore.
Something
like that.